Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Sinegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a safe and blessed Memorial Day. We ask you to continue to bless Jefferson County and this court. Let us make wise decisions that benefit all the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for our families and those that are bereaved at this time. We pray for those that are protecting our democracy. We pray for all the families of Jefferson County, elected officials and staff. Amen.
Amen.
Say pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our meeting with a time of public comment. We're also going to have some public hearings on a couple of issues during the course of the meeting. But if there's any individual who is present today who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public hearing comment, and we will start out of order on our addendum under County Commissioners. Item L is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Motorcycle Safety Awareness. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And if I could get the group that's here for Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month to come forward, I will read this proclamation. And it reads, whereas freedom of the open road is an image that reflects the American spirit, and few images portray the essence of that spirit better than a motorcycle on the open road. Motorcycles have been an integral part of our military and our police forces for generations. And in Southeast Texas, motorcycles are a means of transportation and recreation for many. Whereas all drivers can take proactive measures to improve motorcycle safety, namely allow for greater following distances when behind motorcycles, yield the right of way when appropriate, and take caution at intersections where most motorcycle collisions occur. And whereas motorcycle safety is a responsibility of all drivers, those in vehicles and those on motorcycles, all drivers should look twice, share the road, and not drive distracted. Whereas during the month of May, businesses, organizations, and governmental entities come together to raise awareness of motorcycle safety in hopes of reducing motorcycle-related collisions and fatalities, and to promote safer roads for all travelers, indicating we must share the road, obey traffic laws, and watch out for motorcyclists. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court that we proclaim the month of May 2025 as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and urge all citizens to remain aware of motorcyclists and afford them the courtesies they deserve while utilizing our highways. Signed this day by the members of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Ms. Troy, who's going to speak?
Well, Judge, I want to say thank you on behalf of Teddy Moore's Cowboy Harley-Davidson, but I'd like to introduce our hog director, J.W. Dalton, and he will say a few words. And I just have a little something for each of you.
Come on up.
Thank you, Robin. Commissioner Court, appreciate y'all taking time to do this. As director of Harley Owners Group, we do appreciate it. We do need to look twice, save lives, and share the road. Also, as president of 500 for Life organization, to try to raise motorcycle safety awareness here in the Golden Triangle in Southwest Louisiana. Anything we could do to raise awareness, that's what we're about. Is also on the motorcycle side of it, bridging the gap over to the motors side of it. Like I said, look twice, save life. You see a motorcycle, just count to three. Just count to three. Just 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. That's how quick it goes. Right there. I do appreciate it. Thank y'all for y'all's time.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much for being here. We hope the public will take heed of this. I'll tell you a story that back, I don't know, 15 years ago, I guess, maybe a little longer than that, Toyota came out with a new vehicle called an FJ Cruiser. And I loved it. I had to have one. I thought it was really outdoorsy. And I had a friend in Houston who was with the Toyota dealership, and he got me one before it was even available. And I got it and had it for about a week and a half, was taking my daughter to school. It had a horrible blind spot. And I was on North Twin City, just north of Nederland, on starting to change lanes and almost hit a motorcyclist because I couldn't see him in that blind spot. I dropped her off at Lamar Early Childhood Development Center, went straight to Kinzel's, and got an F-150 pickup truck because it scared me so bad. And it can happen. Fortunately, nowadays, most of the side view mirrors on vehicles have those lights that tell you if there's somebody in the blind spot, so we'll hope everybody will watch those. But thank y'all so much for being here. We hope that this helps to raise awareness for it. Appreciate you, gentlemen. Incidentally, when I bought that new F-150, the guy was sitting there trying to sell me an extended warranty. I said, no, I don't want it. He said, well, I guess if you only keep your vehicle 2 weeks, you really don't need it. Okay, we'll move to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for an IFB for a term contract for disaster and emergency repair services and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327, Item B is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for a contract for heavy equipment operator and a sawyer for Jefferson County Wildfire Fuel Mitigation, pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item C is to consider, establish, and approve a selection committee to review the responses received to the request for a proposal for FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. And if each of the commissioners will think about it, when I finish reading it, we'll need to come up with a name for each of those. Item D is to execute, receive, and file concession agreements for invitation for bids for the automobile rental concessions at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Avis Rent-A-Car Systems, LLC, DBA Avis, and Avis Budget Car Rental, LLC, DBA Budget and Payless. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District for a 3rd 1-year renewal with Adapco, Inc., ProPest, and Lawn Store, Target Specialty Products, Vesseris, and Nutrien Ag Solutions, Inc., for the period from June 11, 2025 to June 10, 2026, with price increases due to manufacturing costs, as shown on Attachment A. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for asphalt products for Jefferson County for a 3rd 1-year renewal with Martin Asphalt from July 30th, 2025 to July 29th, 2026. Item G is consider and approve a renewal for a RFP for inmate food services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility for a 2nd 1-year renewal with Trinity Services, Inc. from June 4th, 2025 to June 3rd, 2026. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for pest control services for Jefferson County for a 1st 1-year renewal with Massey Services, Inc. from July 8, 2025 to July 7, 2026. Item I is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with the Labiche Architectural Group, Inc. for project assistance addressing TxDOT ADA subrecipient compliance and monitoring program in an amount not to exceed $10,000 in accordance with the discretionary exemptions authorized by local government code section 262.024A4 for personal and professional services. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with NMS Labs for forensic testing services for the regional crime lab in accordance with the discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code section 262.024A4 for personal and professional services. Item K is to request approval to release final invoice in the amount of $182,919.87 to Texas Materials for the Jefferson County Doggett Park Midway Rehabilitation Project. Item L is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction Inc., scheduled for Saturday, June 7, 2025 at 9 a.m. Item M is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap metal property, such property to be transported to a salvage company and there sold for such prices it might command with the return of funds to the county. Item N is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And on item C, I am going to appoint Michelle Falgu.
This is for FEMA grant management, so I'm going to appoint Robert Grimm.
Okay.
I'll appoint Fran.
And I will appoint... Deb. You knew to.
It's
a house Switzerland.
I was looking at Schauburgers. I owe him, so I'm going to get Schauburgers. Chief Schauburger, thank you. I know you were excited.
That's why I went first.
I know, because y'all took all mine. Can I point Roxanne?
All right. Do I have a motion on these items?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alfred. Discussion.
Deb, I noticed that there was one of those, and I, in my short time on the court, I haven't seen a redacted item that came. It was part of the item B. It says DRC Emergency Services. When I looked at it, there was a huge part that was blacked out. What's that about?
It was their financial.
Oh, just the financials?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I just hadn't seen that before.
And on this renewal with Martin Asphalt, item F, have they actually closed down their facility in Port Neches?
It's as far as we know, it's closed. It was closed. Yeah.
So are y'all getting your asphalt having to go to Baytown or?
Houston? Right now, going to Houston.
Okay, I did see, I've gotten a bunch of TCEQ notices of permits being issued to Texas Materials, the old APAC out there. So apparently they're fixing to start an asphalt plant.
Right.
That'd be great.
They are. A question I have is on, I guess it's for the lab work, the crime lab. Are they giving us priority?
They're not giving us special priority, but we're getting about a 30-day turnaround on it.
30-day turnaround?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
That's good.
And this is after we had that workshop on this issue, and
right.
This is supported by the district attorney's office also.
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion on any other item under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer from Green Division for the cost for a camera and door entry system in the amount of $13,000. Item B is to consider and approve the county judge sign for a time extension request to December 31st, 2025 for the Hurricane Harvey Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery with the Texas General Land Office for grant number 20-065-121-C408. Item C is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Spindletop Center in the amount of $561,676. Item D is consider and approve Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Disaster Recovery Buyout Acquisition Program Relocation Incentive for Elizabeth Simmons in the amount of $35,000 as approved by the Texas General Land Office. Item E is to receive and file the Jefferson County Fraud, Waste, and Abuse Policy, which we looked at 2 weeks ago. Item F is to receive and file the Attachment 1 Project Attestation and Authorization for the Health and Human Services Commission and Spindletop MHMR Contract Number HHS00141600012. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for cost for a laptop computer in the amount of $1,636. Item H is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for park ground maintenance. Item I is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the cost of a mid-size full matrix sign. Item J is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $334,279.40 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item K is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending April 30th, 2025. Item L is regular county bills, check numbers 528304 through 528499 for the period ending May 20th, 2025. Check numbers 528-500 through 528-732 for the period ending today. Item M is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1, cost to purchase 2025 Toyota RAV4, offset by the trade-in of 2018 Ford F-150. Do we have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved. Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And I abstain. Under County Commissioners, item one is to conduct a public hearing regarding approval of an order to establish the Energy Reinvestment Zone 1 pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. It's known as the Property Redevelopment Tax Abatement Act. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. We now open a public hearing. If there's anyone who wishes to make public comment on the court's consideration of an order to establish an energy reinvestment zone number one, you may approach the lectern. Again, if you are attending remotely, you may press star six in order to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. And then item C is to conduct a public hearing regarding approval of a property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Crescent Bio LLC pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now open this public hearing. If you have any comments on property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Crescent Bio LLC, you may approach the lectern or press star six to unmute your line if attending remotely. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. And we have. I will go back, and so item B is considering possibly approving order designating the energy reinvestment zone number one property partially within the corporate limits and ETJ of Port Arthur, Texas as a reinvestment zone pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item D is consider possibly approved property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Crescent Bio LLC within the energy reinvestment zone number one, partially within the ETJ and corporate limits of Port Arthur pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item E will be tabled because of questions by our county attorney. Item F is to receive and file oaths of office and statements of officers for Josh Allen Sr., Charles Guillory, Bernard Dalio Jr., Anthony Tony Mallett III, and Charles Reno. Item G is to authorize a family treatment drug court to utilize the hallway in front of the 317th and 279th District Courts for Family Reunification Day on June 10th, 2025. Item H is considering appoint bargaining representatives for the county for collective bargaining discussions with the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff's Association. Item I is the same item for bargaining discussions with the Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association. And we will need to come up. I will tell the commissioners that in past bargainings on item H, we have appointed Kathleen Carey Fran, the head of human resources, which now Vernice, and the sheriff or her designee.
Correct.
So if that is appropriate and with the members of the court, I will accept a motion and a second on those items, and then we'll move on to item J.
So moved.
Okay, second. Been moved.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Willis. First, moved by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item J is to conduct a public hearing with respect to multifamily housing revenue bonds to be issued by the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation for the Seville Apartments project. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now open this public hearing. If there's any individual who wishes to make public comment, you may approach the lectern. This is with respect to the issuance by the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation of multifamily housing revenue bonds for the Seville Apartment Project, which do not call into play the full faith and credit of the county or of the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation. It is a conduit bond issue guaranteed by the developers, and the revenue off the project with the Housing Finance Corporation doing a ground lease of the property to the developers. Again, if you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, we'll move on to item K. Consider and possibly approve a resolution for the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation to issue bonds in an amount not to exceed $10 million for the acquisition and rehabilitation of the Seville Apartments project. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved, Judge.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion, but want to make sure it's perfectly clear to the public know this does not affect the general funds of the county or any tax revenue. Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We've already covered the addendum under Commissioner's Court. Under the Visitor Center, we had one item to consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Tourism Committee formerly tabled spring 2025 hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation for Lamar University Spindletop Boomtown Museum in the amount of $8,500. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Criminal District Court, we have one item to consider and possibly approve of out-of-state travel for Lacey Simon of the Criminal District Court to participate in the Fellows Residency Program at the Institute of Court Management through the National Center for State Courts in Williamsburg, Virginia, from June 21st through June 28th, 2025, with travel to be partially funded by the National Center for State Courts. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion?
Judge, I just want to say I understand this is a pretty prestigious program, and congratulations, and hope you learn something and bring it back.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item, A, to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute an amendment to the Hangar 7 lease agreement between KUSA Aviation and Jefferson County to add hangar office and storage space to their existing lease agreement in Hangar 7. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? My understanding is this is a lease of what is now unoccupied space.
These are all those big offices that we have adjacent or attached to Hangar 7 that we built for Philpott years ago, and they've been pretty much vacant ever since.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Rubb. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And via addendum, we have one item under County Treasurer to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2025, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Early voting starts today for the runoff. Our office is conducting the Beaumont runoff, so please make sure you participate. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we've had some bad weather. I think you had 14,000 vote in the original election, so people need to get out and cast their vote in the city of Beaumont. Anything else?
And the only thing I would bring to it is let's make sure we're careful. We're supposed to have bad weather next 3 or 4 days. Please don't go on those interstates. Y'all know it's rough out there. So please stay in the interior of the city to move around. Thank you.
All right. If there's nothing further, we appreciate each of you being here today, and we are adjourned.